I see. Well, for that picture over there, for example.
Yeah.
Not really, but there's a around the mouth. Mm-hmm. It reminds me something of Dr. King.
Something of Dr. King, y'all, yeah.
He might not appreciate that. I don't know.
Really? <Yeah. laughs> He wouldn't mind it.
He certainly is not. Where does he live?
Detroit.
Detroit? Oh, that's pretty far away.
I'm pretty far away, isn't it?
What about your daughter? Where does she live?
Detroit with him.
Is that right?
Both of them live together.
I see.
He's married and she isn't.
Do you get to see them very often?
Well, every summer I have to go. Every summer then see, this is him right here,
uh-huh.
And that, and I see that girl over yonder.
Uh-huh.
Now that's her. That's yonder. That's her.
That's a baby.
That was the first one. That was the baby then, and this was the next after that one yonder.
Those girls are beautiful. Yeah. Are they married?
Oh yeah, well, they're married, and now that one over yonder, she has a little boy, and this one don't have any children. Oh, that one over yonder has a little boy.
So you're a great-grandfather?
Great-grandfather.
How about that? I know you enjoy seeing him.
Now, he owns a cleaners there in Detroit.
Mm.
And the girl, she's been working for Chrysler Corporation since 43. And she's now retired next year, so retirement.
Is that right?
Not for the age, but for the time she has put up in the plant.
You can retire at a certain many years.
She's coming up on a disability because she had a fall in the plant last spring.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is she very seriously hurt?
No, she's not so seriously hurt. This leg here, and just can't get it adjusted for her.
Well, that's if she's not seriously ill, then she can enjoy being retired.
She can enjoy it. She's put up those maybe 30 years of service there with Chrysler.
Mm. Oh, that's wonderful. You should be proud of all both your children, your grandchildren.
Oh, Lord, she just, and all of them just think she's their mother. She just think they see their mother. And she, whenever they want anything, she doesn't have any husband. And whatever they want, they see her, both of them.
They go see their ass.
tell her what she wants. He ain't gonna give it to him. I'm gonna do it. But finally, she just work right on. They don't say no more. Time come that is.
Oh.
She just love him just that bad.
Oh, that's wonderful. When you're cleaning up the house, you sweep the floor with
a broom.
All right. If I took your broom, for example, and I put it over here, mm-hmm. then I said, where's the broom? You'd say it's in relation to the door. The broom is...
behind the door.
All right, fine. To go from... if you have a two-story house and you want to go up to the second mm-hmm. floor, you have to climb the...
you have to go up the stairway.
Fine. When all your clothes are dirty, you say, well, I guess it's about time to do the...
washing, that's what we call it. now these late days, we say, I'm going down, take my clothes down to the washer, to the washing mat or the washer. But usually when